Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. Our camp preview week winding down. We've been checking in with all of our college and metro area high school football teams. And last but certainly not least this week on the prep side of things, Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West High School football coach, joins us now. Coach Moore, how you doing today?
Doing great. Having a good summer. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, glad to hear that. Thanks so much for joining the show today. Before we talk camp, I think it's important that we talk about summer workouts. And maybe it's become cliche at this point, but I think it's just as important as the coaches that say it. You know, you win games during the season by what you do during the summer. Certainly camp's important, but what can you tell us about what your team was able to accomplish during summer conditioning, summer weightlifting?
Yeah, I really believe this offseason was really good for us. This is one of our most productive off seasons in a while, and it's really all on the kids. And they've done a really good job, especially my our core guys, of getting in the weight room, attendance-wise, being where they need to be. They've done a really good job of that. And you can just tell just looking at them body-wise and when they're out on the field, you know, faster, stronger, those things, you can just tell that they're putting the work in the off season and understand that you got to work between August, I mean, from November to August to be good in that season time.
And when it comes to the off season, I think that if you're in your position as a high school football coach, you don't want to put too much on anyone's plate and have expectations too high, time demands too high. But at the same time, you know that all your competition, they're always refining and adjusting and trying to find an edge. What can you say, Lonnie, about what the offseason may have looked like when you first got to Waterloo West versus how it's changed and adapted over the years to what it looks like now?
You know, it's changed a lot. You know, definitely, you know, even before I became the head coach, I was assistant, where we made the weight room very, very important in the off season with the strength conditioning, to when I taken over, putting in a lot of time, that we could have cut back on. So now we're really trying to be productive in what we do. You know, we don't need the kids here a lot to do what they need to still get done. So we try to find ways to make sure that they are still productive in what they do, and we can do it at less time and those things. But we get the kids in and out, and they get what they need to get done, and they're responsible at that.
Waterloo West High School football coach Lonnie Moore, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Camp preview week winding down today. We finish up with our metro schools talking Wahawks football. And Lonnie, like so many other teams across the state, you graduated a very decorated senior class last year. What can you say in terms of the returnees that you're expecting a lot of in terms of leadership, both on and off the field?
Yeah, we're very young this year coming up in a lot of key positions. We played a lot of seniors last year, especially at the skill position-wise and also on the offensive line. But a lot of guys did get a chance to play, and it's just the way things happened last year with our schedule. Well, you know, we had some teams that we got a chance to put our second and third group in, and they got a chance to play at that level. So even though we will be new with a lot of guys, we haven't got a lot of playing time of starting. We do got some guys that's going to come in and at least play some varsity experience and got a chance to be under the varsity belt all last year. So we're really excited about that group.
In mentioning how young your team is, Lonnie, it makes me wonder how any high school football preseason camp is going to have that large segment of it that's about fundamentals, you know, the tackling, blocking technique section of it. But how does the other section of camp change? Probably more toward getting your team ready to play on Friday nights. And because your team is so young, how might that segment of camp be different than it was maybe a year or 2 years ago when you had more experienced players back?
Yeah, see, I've been around a while. So, every year we kind of figure out what we got coming back and things that we think is important. So, for example, this year we really focused in on the fundamentals. You know, right now we're in the middle of camp. And I think that in a while we have not went through a whole camp where we have not had some kind of team all together, offensive, defense. But right now, this year's camp, we haven't got together at all as a team. We've been all together just individual positions, working individual drills, those type of things. But we know that that's going to be important for us this year. So not only are we young, we are inexperienced too, but we do have some seniors, but they didn't play as much last year. So we knew that coming in, and we knew how important it would be fundamentally that we need to make sure these guys are ready. Where in some other teams where we have with some experience and we could have moved on a little bit. You know, we can start working on plays and start working, you know, how the fundamentals match with the plays. Where this year we haven't even touched those things yet, and we're just working on footwork, steps, you know, what those things look like and how you can transfer that into a game.
Lonnie, I would imagine, though, that, you know, drilling fundamentals after fundamentals, that does your coaching staff at any point say, well, let's put something in the middle of this camp practice that breaks up, you know, with respect to fundamentals, the monotony of those drills? Or do you maybe purposely just do one right after the other to get an evaluation of the guys who are engaged no matter what sort of drill you're doing, whether it's team or fundamentals? How do you go about balancing that?
You know, again, we got to know how important those fundamentals are, and we let our guys know that, you know, fundamentals is what's going to make the difference in our team. It could get boring at times, but we do understand that we still got to make sure we're all on the same page. So, you know, again, every year is different. I know this year is a little different than before because we're so young and inexperienced that we really haven't tried to break those up. We, you know, our kids know, you know, what drills we're going to work on when they first get here and what things we're going to try to do to get better at. And we try to be very encouraging to them and let them know, say, hey, this is what we need to keep working at. And they understand, and they understand what we need to do to get, especially when you play at the 5A level. You know, you're going to play some teams that are going to be very fundamentally sound, so we got to get there.
Lonnie, what can you say in terms of how you see this team's blueprint for winning, in terms of how they'll go about their business on offense and defense to play their best football? What's that going to look like, perhaps in comparison contrast to some of your recent teams?
You know, we are trying something new a little bit. We're really trying to match up on what we got. So we're trying things a little different, both sides, you know, looking at the scheme of things that we haven't done in a while. You know, we probably haven't done it all. You know, last year we had a quarterback in Tyree Gardner who was a really good quarterback, not only throwing the ball, but athletically. He could pick a run. So we made sure that was part of our offensive scheme, where this year, you know, a little different, you know, and also with the offensive line, where we bring back three guys who played a little bit, where we got a lot of other guys that can fill into those roles. We got to make sure they're right where they need to be. Defensively, you know, we might need to go a three front this year because, you know, we don't have the number of D liners we have had in the past. So we just got to fit to what scheme that we can help us, and that's what we're looking to do of doing that for our team.
You mentioned Tyree Gardner. What an outstanding career he put together, and certainly, you know, best of luck to him with his future endeavors playing college football. But what can you tell us, Lonnie, about the situation at quarterback headed into the season? Is it a competition, or what can you tell us?
It's a unique situation where we do have a returning quarterback in Alex Willis, who was our backup last year. He's definitely going to be our starter this year. He got a chance to play a lot again last year. But the unique part of it is our two backups this year. One is Josh Willis, which is Alex's twin brother. Crazy story is they both came in as freshmen and wanted to play quarterback, both of them. So we figured able to figure that out in between. But Alex won the position, so Josh went to receiver. Josh really never touched the ball again until this year when we said, hey, we need somebody who can still do what we need them to do. And he was willing to do it. So he's been getting some reps at quarterback along with being one of our receivers. And then we got Wesley Evans, who's a junior for us, who started for us on our sophomore team last year. He's coming in, and he's made really good improvements this year. Very coachable young man, you know, really listens to what he needs to get done. So we got those three. Alex is going to probably, he's definitely going to be our starter. But we'll see what the backup role between Josh and Wesley would be. So those two are continuing to keep working.
You've mentioned, Lonnie, how you've got some returners with experience, maybe not necessarily starting experience. Plenty of young guys. Are there maybe a couple positions that stick out in terms of, man, it's wide open there? I mean, it is pure competition, and we're going to have to use all of camp to see, you know, where the dust settles.
I'll be honest with you, that's probably a lot of positions. I think we bring back some guys on the D-line with Drew Huntley, and I think Trayvon Higman and Xavier Teague and Keegan Nystrom, and that's probably our deepest. But everyone else is kind of up there where there's going to be some competition. You know, wide receiver Josh is probably our only key wide receiver coming back, Josh Willis. So we usually run a four wide receivers, so we got three new guys that look to come in at that position. Offensive line, we really got two guys that started for us with Evan Shavers and Danelle Kuig. So there's three spots there that's open. So every position is the same. Linebacker, we don't bring anybody back at linebacker. So we're looking on defensive end of some guys. Andrew Klein and Brandon Baller both got time there last year, but they wasn't our starting linebackers. We had four or three seniors there last year. And I think, you know, defensive back is another one probably with like the D-line where we bring some experience back. So our defense brings some experience back, you know, D-backs with Kyle Elliott, Terrell Smith, and Jacob Moeller all coming back from just playing last year.
A couple more minutes here with Waterloo West High School football coach Lonnie Moore. Wahawks coming off a 4-5 record last year and looking for big things, more W's this season. And Lonnie, hearing you talk about the amount of competition that exists at different positions with your team, I would imagine that perhaps you can see that, you can feel that, you and your staff in camp, albeit it's early, you're doing a lot of fundamental work, but I would imagine that if there's ever a time you notice a higher level of engagement across the board with your roster, it would have to be in a camp like this when there's, you know, so much playing time, so many snaps potentially up for grabs.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I'd have even mentioned some of the young guys was trying to compete for those spots, too. So it's very interesting. We had a chance to go to team camp about 2 weeks ago. We went down to Petla, Iowa, the Central. We really got down there and got to face some really good teams. You know, Dowling was down there, Johnston, Williamsburg. It was some really good competition down there where our guys got a chance to compete. But we also got a chance to put our eyes on some of our guys and see what they can do. So that competition is going to continue to keep going. Our guys understand what it's going to take to make ourselves a good team. But regardless of who starts, we've got to have depth. And we learned that through other seasons that we don't have the depth. It's going to hurt us. So we got to make sure not only the starters are ready to go, but we got to have some guys that's ready to step in anytime their number is called.
No doubt. I've been asking all the Metro football coaches this so far this week on the show, Lonnie, and that's, you know, so many times when I think back to being in high school, whether it be before preseason camp began or maybe when summer weightlifting and workouts began, your coach would have a new motto or a slogan or a creed that they would want to put in front of the team. However, there are some coaches that they don't necessarily do that. They get the team together before camp begins. Maybe they make a big speech and they just let it go from there. How would you describe yourself? Are you the type of coach that will put a motto in front of their team or a slogan, or are you more of, hey, just get the guys together, let me put my message out there, and let's go to work?
Yeah, we have a motto every year. You know, last year was sweat equity, and our kids really bought into that and understand what that mean. And this year's chop wood. We got it from, you know, we haven't started yet, but we're going to read a book called Chop Wood, Carry Water. And, you know, there's some good lessons in that book. And if you haven't read it, I do prefer you look at it a little bit. But we're going to do that as a team. We're going to have some of our senior leaders go over some of the chapters with our team and those things. So, Chop Wood is going to be our motto this year. We do have a program motto with every year, which is called Play 14. And what that means is there's only two teams in our section that plays 14 games with the countless scrimmage. So, and that's the two teams in the championship game. So we want to be one of those teams to play 14 games, no matter how it takes. You don't have to go undefeated to be at the fourth championship game. You just got to know how to get there to the playoffs and then work your way from there. So that's our program motto. We want to play 14 games and be that one of those one, two teams that get a chance to do that.
Lonnie, what do I got to do to get an invite to the Waterloo West Football Book Club?
Hey, anytime. We'll let you know when we roll. We're going to start that next week, and our guys are going to be excited about it. You know, we're going to do the first time I've tried reading a book along with our motto, so we're going to try to do that and kind of emphasize, you know, the importance of team.
That's awesome. I'll hold you to it. Lonnie, always great to catch up with you, and looking forward to hearing from you and the other four Metro football coaches on Wednesday nights once the coaches' huddle starts back up here on The Fan. Best of luck, best of health this season.
Thank you very much, and I really appreciate what you guys do for here for the Cedar Valley and also Iowa football, so thank you guys.
Thank you. It's our pleasure. Take care, Lonnie.
Thank you, and go Warhawks.
Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West High School football coach, wrapping up camp preview week here on The Fan and on Colin Company. A lot of fun this week talking to all four Metro football coaches and getting the lowdown on Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI football. So let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We come back afterwards and wrap up the week. Yeah, that's right. Yours truly got a day of vacation tomorrow. Another short week, but don't worry. Very soon, we will return to 5 and full as football season draws nearer. So got to get that vacation spent or taken while you can actually, you know, realistically take it. So we're going to get this last time out and we come back, wrap up the show right after this.